Hello, I'm Ella, and welcome to a very special broadcast on Radio Karen. On today's broadcast, we're delighted to welcome Rio Olympic star Leticia Scanlon.
Hi, Leticia. I'm Charlie, and welcome to Radio Karen. And many thanks for joining us today. You recently represented Australia in the ladies' trap team at the Rio Olympics. It must have been an amazing experience. Would you like to share some highlights with us?
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, Rio was just a fantastic experience. To represent your country at the highest level is an achievement that I've always wanted to do. And I was, you know, so proud of myself when the team got announced in April that I was going to be representing, you know, Australia in Rio. So, you know, there's so many highlights. It's hard to just pick a few. You know, wearing the green and gold is always an amazing experience, whether it be at a World Championships, a World Cup or the Olympics. So it's been a 10-year process to get to these games, and it's been incredible. You know, I've had so much support from my family and my friends, and I was lucky enough that my mum and dad travelled over to Rio and two of my best friends came to watch me compete. And it's just been a really exciting time, and I'm just looking forward to, you know, what the next 2 to 4 years brings within, you know, the Commonwealth Games and then the Olympics in Tokyo.
Yeah. What's Rio like?
Rio's a really, really interesting place. You know, you've got beaches that are known for Brazilians walking along them in their interesting bathing attire and things like that. It was quite a hot country. I actually went there in April for the test event, and it was about, you know, 30, 38 degrees. So it was quite hot. At the Olympics, it wasn't so hot, you know, where there was mid ranges of around 25 to 26. It's a very spirited country. You know, there's a lot of, especially at the Olympics, there was a lot of tourists and things like that. So it was an amazing environment to be around because it was so exciting. And yeah, it was incredible. The village was around an hour out of Copacabana Beach. So I met my parents in Copa all the time because they were staying there. So I just took the beach volleyball bus out to Copa to meet them. And I just got to see a little bit of a different environment. Obviously, the village has, you know, 11,000 athletes all wanting the same thing. So it can get a little bit intense sometimes. So it's nice to go out and experience what Rio has to offer.
Did you stay at the Olympic Village? What was it like?
Yeah, so my whole time I stayed at the Olympic Village, so I was there for 2 weeks. I was only there for 2 weeks, so I didn't get to stay for the closing ceremony, and unfortunately my competition was day two, so I couldn't go to the opening ceremony as well, which was a little bit disappointing, but I did get to watch it on TV like I'm sure the rest of you guys did as well.
Yes.
But the village was crazy. You know, it was huge. You have to think we're catering for 11,000 athletes and officials. So, you know, Australia had their own building, and there was like 18 floors on that building, and each floor was dedicated to a different sport. The food hall was incredible. It was huge, and there was all different types of food. Any food you could think of, it was there. And, you know, in the village also there was a McDonald's, which was crazy. So you could have free McDonald's whenever you wanted. Obviously, after my competition, I did that, not before. Yeah. But, yeah, the village was an amazing place, and it's quite hard to describe for someone that hasn't experienced it before just because it's very, very overwhelming.
Trap shooting is not the usual sport young people are attracted to. I'm keen to find out what inspired you to take up trap shooting.
So I got into the sport by my dad. My dad introduced me to the sport when I was around 15 years old, and it was a great bonding thing that I did with him just to, you know, on the weekends. And, yeah, you're right, it isn't, you know, a popular, it's quite an unusual sport. And, you know, one of my aims was to, when I started, to promote sport, especially with females, because I think it's a fantastic thing to do. And it was just a great bonding experience, and I'm just really happy that I got into a sport and just can do it at a level that, you know, I wanted to. I started with having a few goals at the beginning to make state teams and then a national team and then the Commonwealth Games team and then the Olympics. So it's been a long process. And to anyone out there that, you know, is listening and does want to make, you know, an Olympic team, I would just say focus on, you know, small goals and things like that and just progress through the ranks and don't be disheartened if you don't get the result the first time because, you know, perseverance always does pay off.
Can you recommend a trap shooting club we should check out?
Definitely. My home club is Frankston Australia Gun Club. Because I live in Berwick, it's super close. It only takes me like 25 minutes. So I would definitely recommend that one if anyone ever wanted to come and check out, you know, what clay target shooting is all about.
It's probably not easy being an elite athlete and dealing with some pretty intense competitors. Do you have any tactics you'd like to recommend to any young aspiring CARAM Olympians that keep you calm and focused?
Definitely. I do a lot of, you know, meditation and things like that just to calm myself down. When I compete, it's, you know, a whole day starting at 9 a.m., finishing at like 5 p.m. So I actually do a lot of colouring in. I don't know if you've ever heard of the adult colouring books that are the new
fad.
Yeah,
I have.
Yeah, the new fad at the moment. So, you know, focusing on something other than just competing just to ease your mind, I think that really helps. So colouring books have been a saviour for me in the last 2 years just to really calm in, not focus on scores or focus on nerves. It's just a relaxing technique that I would recommend. And also, you know, just listening to music that you enjoy, it distracts you and just puts you in a really good mood.
Have you started planning for Tokyo 2020?
Oh, God, that's 4 years away. Not yet. So I only got back from Rio 2 weeks ago and I've just had a break. I'm taking 3 months off my sport just to relax. I can't remember the last time I took, you know, a break from the sport in the last 4 years. Just so it's been pretty intense. So, you know, I've signed a contract with my gun sponsor until 2020 Tokyo, so we'll just see how it goes. I think my next aim will be making the Commonwealth Games team in 2018 and then, yeah, we'll see.
Now we have some special quiz questions for you. What footy team do you back for?
Hawthorn. Yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
Wrong answer.
Are you a cat or dog lover?
Definitely dog lover.
What's your favourite film?
Oh, that's a tough one. Okay, it used to be when I was young, The Lion King. I couldn't get enough of The Lion King. Now that I've grown up a little bit, it's probably The Hangover.
Do you have a favourite app?
I don't, but now that I think about it, the Channel 7 Olympic Games app was pretty cool.
Who's your hero?
My hero would probably be my parents. I know that sounds a little bit corny, but they're incredible and they've supported me from the get-go and they've seen the highs and the lows, so I definitely look up to them.
Letitia, thanks so much for joining us today on Radio CARAM. You're a star. We wish you all the very best for the future.
Just a reminder, listeners, you can find Radio CARAM on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.